My dear faithful in Christ Jesus, during this Easter season, we are given many signs of the presence of the risen Lord. We see His presence when He appears to the apostles after He has risen. We also see His presence in the community formed around the risen Lord and the witnessing of the apostles. Today, we are given one more characteristic of the risen Lord, His care for the sheep and all who belong to His flock. As people of the resurrection, we are assured that He is our good shepherd. Do we care about others? In today's first reading, we see the power of the risen Lord, which had transformed Peter, who preaches eloquently and takes on the establishment. Peter was speaking to the elders, the scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees, a powerful opposition for an uneducated fisherman. Yet he and the other apostles displayed courage as they confront them head on. If we are being questioned and asked how this man was healed, let it be known that this man is standing in good health by the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Peter could have taken credit for himself, but he gives credit to Jesus Christ, for He healed the man in the name of Jesus. And that's where he speaks out boldly, courageously. And the other apostles also do the same. And in the second reading, we hear the first letter of John. He speaks with awe at the amazing privilege that the Father has given us. We are children of God because we are loved by God. This love of God has been made manifest in the incarnate Jesus, through whom all Christians become children of adoption. The reason that we are children of God, we bear it in the name of Christ, as we are all baptized in the name of Christ. Therefore, we receive such an abundant gift of life here on earth. And the love that Jesus shows us in each day of our life is countless. And His love is unconditional. And we all belong to Him. And He adopts us as children of God. We become brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Therefore, we regained the life which was lost by our first parents by disobedience and by sin. And then we are given the rebirth in Christ Jesus. What a life we are all enjoying in the resurrection Jesus. And we see in today's gospel one of the most beautiful descriptions of God given by Jesus is contained, where He proclaims, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down His life for His sheep. Jesus was the visible sign of God's constant care for His people. My friends, you all know, I am a son of a farmer. Once when I went for holidays, not as a priest, but as a seminarian, I went along with my father to the fields to care the cows and buffaloes which we had. And as I was there, there were also a group of shepherds with thousands and thousands of sheep that they were feeding there. And when it came to the time for lunch, I was eating the lunch, or in other words, I was ready to eat the lunch. And before I opened the box, I asked the shepherds, come, we all will eat. Did you not bring your food? And they said, yes, we brought, but we are not feeling to eat. I asked, why? We did not have the water for the sheep. We know the sheep are thirsty. Before they are fed, we don't want to eat by ourselves. That is the love that shepherd has for the sheep. I gave this description because today Jesus explains in the gospel, he uses contrasting images of the true good shepherd on the one hand and the thieves and bandits who oppose him on the other, the false shepherds who do not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climb it by another way, do not have the best interest of the sheep at heart. They steal, kill, and destroy, while Jesus, the good shepherd, offers abundant life. While the hired hand who does not care for the sheep because they are not his own, runs away when wolf come, leaving the sheep and not caring because they had paid. They do not have the true love. Whereas Jesus has the true love for his sheep, for we are all belonging to his flock. He cares us. He has constant love and protection, which he shows us very much visible in our lives. My friends, today as we celebrate the Good Shepherd Sunday, it's a good time to pray for the good shepherds as well as the bad ones, and a good time to realize that the good shepherd still walks with us in our life journey. Let us try to become more loving people. Love has the power to do the things which hatred does not. I pray that the experience of this personal love of Jesus may bring about a transformation which our world is so much in need of today. For we all know, in our world today, we lack that true love among one another. Jesus shows us that love for us. He shares his life for us. Thereby, he laid down his own life on the cross. And what we all are enjoying, the beautiful life here on earth, is a gift of God that he has given us. Therefore, we need to imitate him in our lives. We need to replicate him in our lives and show Jesus to the people. And the people who does not know who Jesus is, we need to be Jesus for them, that they may understand who Jesus is and how Jesus becomes the good shepherd. They understand by our own deeds and by our own lives. May God bless us that we be the true children of God who always protects us and cares us as a good shepherd.